the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
The Balkan route is the path many refugees choose, or basically are forced to take, to get to safer countries in Europe. It is a hazardous journey which involves crossing the sea and remote dangerous areas on land. Also, as this mass migration from war-torn and brutal countries continues to grow, it has prompted countries along the Balkan route to shut their borders and deploy police to enforce them. Bosnia has emerged as a new underground route for travel to Europe. At least 7,000 people have arrived in the country this year. Bosnia does not have adequate facilities to accommodate this number of people. Remembering their recent conflict, some Bosnians are sympathetic to the travellers, but many don't want to be reminded of the pain they endured during the civil war in the 1990s. The Bosnian government is becoming less and less welcoming, with the foreign minister saying last month, the country cannot become a migrant reception centre. Our correspondent Riot Turtle, from Enough is Enough, is in a camp near the Bosnia-Croatia border, with Cars of Hope building facilities for the camp and helping in whatever way they can. Our correspondent, Riot Turtle, from Enough is Enough, is in a camp near the Bosnia-Croatian border, with Cars of Hope building facilities for the camp and helping in whatever way they can. He is also doing interviews and reports and sent me this interview from an Iranian mother who, along with her family, is trying to reach Germany. As part of a small group, the family crossed into Croatia, but were intercepted by police after a farmer reported them. This story is distressing, and listener discretion is advised. The mother's voice has been altered and edited for her safety.
My name is Juan. I have been here for 2 months. There is a woman with us. We are about to hear. خب شروع کنیم ببین از اول که چجوری.
من خانواده.
She says that we are a family of two daughters and two sons and her husband. Then they came here from Iran. And they are going to Dutchland. After 3 nights that they got here, they tried to cross the border to Croatia, and from Croatia to Slovenia and the other place, the other countries. But in Croatia's land, they were there for 2 nights. They were walking for 2 nights. They had many difficulties crossing all the jungles, and there are also rivers, as you know, and because they had children with them, they had difficulties crossing those rivers and the very dense jungles. It was 10 o'clock in the morning and they were up in a mountain, and they came down to a land, to a farm. They saw an old man that who was a beekeeper, and she's saying that she guesses, well, she's sure that that man has given her up. The man called the police, and after 5 minutes a group of police came, and they stopped the family, her family, and they said, like all police do, hands down and sit down on the ground.
But as mobile phone.
And they wanted their mobile phones, and they immediately gave all their phones to the police, even their daughter. It's like this when they because I also have the experience of this. When they catch you in jungle, when they first stop you, someone is behind, someone is a few meters front. When they stop, you just freeze, okay? So they were, and then they gather you somewhere together. And she says, when they were doing this, one policeman came toward me, and with a very angry language, he called me that you are mafia, like this. And that her husband that had tried to protect her, and they beat her husband, and then his brother. Also, that policeman told his colleagues that this woman is mafia. Her daughter said, my mom is not mafia. She's my mom. She's no mafia. The police again said, no, we don't believe you. We are sure that you are mafia. Then they called for a woman, police woman, I don't know if it's word, to come. The other policeman searched all the stuff, backpacks of the other group, of the their group members. They took valuable things of their bags, of their stuff. They took them and they pushed them with kicks and with very harsh behavior to the van. And then they took all their money, and then they separated the family. The man into a van, and three women remained, that two of her daughters and she. And their daughters were very scared. One of them, she was trying to talk to his mom in a very low voice, but they were like this, shut up, don't talk. And they separated them again, like a few meters each one of them. And they're saying that you have no right to talk at all. And they were waiting for the woman to come and search them. They even didn't let her to look at her daughters.
This is awful. When it's too much, then she can stop.
میگه هر موقع اگه فکر میکنی she wants to say all of it.
بهش بگو که برای من نه اینکه دخترای خودم بودن نه اینکه به خودم.
She's very upset. I got upset too. This scene is very awful. That, you know, in Iranian culture, all Muslim culture, the body of woman is like something, it must be covered. And then when the woman of the police came, and she first searched her daughter, her little daughter, at 15 years old. He told the police, his colleagues, that please keep your eyes somewhere else. And he took off all her clothes, and that is her mom. She was watching that the other policeman watched her daughter that she was naked, and it is very, very bad for her to see this scene. She says that. It isn't important that it happened to my daughter. What is important is that they have no right to do it to anybody else, to a human being, just because, you know, she got very upset in that moment.
Mafia.
When they finished searching her daughter, she put her clothes on, and they put her in a van, and then it was her turn to search her, and then she begged the policeman to not watch her. In response, the policeman said, "You are mafia. You have no right to say anything."
بعد بهم که اهمیت ندادن بعد بیشتر.
When searching was finished, she put her clothes on and they put them in a van with kickbacks, and then they went to search her other daughter with the same form. And she says that they put her other daughter in the van too. And they were all in a van. In the van, it was dark. The air conditioner wasn't working. There were 12 people in one single van, and that they had no air. And the van was driving. The driver was driving so fast just because to make them, you know, like vomit.
You're listening to an interview from a refugee camp in Bosnia. This is a mother who, with her family, tried to cross the Bosnia-Croatia border on the way to Germany. After half an hour, the van stopped and they separated the family from the singles. When the five singles were out of the van, the police surrounded them and beat them as they were running towards the border. Her two sons were among this group. When they asked the police to stop beating them, they beat them harder. Again, the mother and her family were put into the van, which still did not have air and was filled with dust from the unsealed road.
And then they stopped the car in a mountain, down there was a valley. And it was a very dense jungle. That there are jungles in Bosnia that no one, even I think animals, can't pass those jungles. They had to go down to that valley. It was a border. His husband and her daughter, that they were together, and she had one of her daughters. Before this happened, up in that mountain, or hill, they beat his husband with sticks like animals, and that her daughter, that is 15 years old, saw this scene, and that was, "Please don't beat my father," and they even beat her daughter too. It was at night, and it was very dark, and they had no mobile phone to find themselves on GPS, anything. They didn't know what to do, and they asked the policeman. They shouted, "Where we have to go?" And then they had no clothes because their backpacks, and their even they didn't have water because everything was in the other part where their son, where his her son and his brother were. And they didn't have even their backpacks to wear warm clothes and anything. And when they shouted to the policeman, and yet they yelled that where should we go, which direction should we go, the policeman took out their guns. She told her family, "Just let us run and let us go. We will find a place here. They might kill us." So they ran, and after climbing mountains and after hours and hours of walking, finally they found a very old road. And then it rained, and they were muddy, and they were like very dirty. Their clothes were dirty, and they were muddy in the jungle and all that stuff. When they wanted to stop a car to pick them up, they were afraid to pick them up, the cars in the road. Her daughter, that she was very tired, and they were like exhausted because they had no water. And they were walking all that. Her daughter went in the middle of the road. He stood, and one car that was coming toward her daughter, and her daughter didn't go aside of the road. He just stood in the middle of the road, and she stopped the car. When the car stopped, it was a young man, and then they approached the car and they said, "We don't want to bother you. We don't want you to pick us up. Just tell us which direction goes to the Kladuša." And then the driver, the young man, told them that that area was near to Bihać rather than Kladuša, because the Kladuša was 10 kilometers away, and then they have to walk to Bihać. After 5 minutes of walking, the same young man, the driver, came back to them. Then he said he was from Kladuša, and then he could take them to Kladuša. He drove them to Kladuša. They come to the city, so it was day now. They came back to the camp. In the camp, it's like this: when you go game, when you are away for 3 days or for 4 days, you don't have tents or anything anymore because they think you're away. So they had to lie down under sun and in the heat of the sun. Some volunteers came and helped them, and after that it was the sun was going down when his brother and her brother and her son came to the camp.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.